welcome you into a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a wonderful work week. The weather looks pretty nice for the weekend. Can't complain too much as looking at the tropics right now, the National Hurricane Center map, pretty colorful.
Oof.
There's some yellow, there's some red, there's some orange. There's like four of them out there right now. So all of a sudden now we're smack dab in the middle of the peak of hurricane season, getting there anyway. And the tropics are responding in kind. So we have Alan here, who has not only provided us our weather forecast, as he and Joe Neubauer do every day, but also sending us a report on the tropics specifically. So we'll hear from him coming up in a few minutes as well. Gracie, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Happy to be back. I'm happy it's Friday, too.
Yes. No concerts this... No, yes, there is a concert this weekend.
Going to Eric Church. He's going to be at the Wharf. He went last night. He plays tonight, and then he's playing tomorrow. So I'll be out there with Big Moose at the Sandshaker.
All right.
So it'll be fun. But you inspired me on a health kick, and I started on a Friday. I went on a run today, and I'm going to try to run a couple days a week. Just so you're not the only one here making healthy habits. So. It was so hard, though.
There's three boxes out in the cantina here of
cupcakes.
Nothing but cupcakes or whatever. And I have resisted the urge so far.
Good job.
I'm not sure how much longer I can hold out, but you joining in on the quest of living healthier will certainly help me out.
Yeah.
I certainly appreciate that. After what seemed like months of you being anti-healthy, Joe.
Really just taunting you with anything I could. And
so
it
now,
didn't work. So.
Yeah, so now we are both united on a health front. So let's do that together. And maybe we can inspire a listener to partake with us here. 412 News Radio 92.3, text line always open, 850-437-1620. Starting off this hour with our top three stories. We start in Hawaii, where search and rescue teams are still looking for over 1,000 missing people on Maui. Governor Josh Green says at least 111 people are dead, and to make matters worse, around 1,300 people are still said to be missing. The full extent of the destruction from the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history might not be known for a long time.
Also, the emergency management director, who did not activate the warning sirens as the wildfire started, has quit. That's Herman Indea. He says that he doesn't regret the decision because they are typically used for tsunami warnings, telling people to seek higher ground. His resignation is effective immediately.
And the U.S. congressman, facing 13 criminal charges in connection to alleged financial crime, says he won't take a plea. George Santos says that he's fighting to prove his innocence. Santos could face 20 years in prison if convicted for being dishonest with donors and using campaign donations for personal expenses. Just shy of 4:15 right now. We'll check in on the roads and our first warning weather forecast for the weekend. For the first time this afternoon?
Well, this Friday, we're looking great this afternoon. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. But if you do see something on the roads, just call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111 with your details. Again, for weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be clear and calm with overnight lows mainly between 75 and 80. Over the weekend, we've got highs in the mid-90s and heat index values up around 105. Lots of sunshine, dry Saturday, 20% chance for rain on Sunday. Also, we're watching the tropics. We'll keep you posted. We might see low pressure over the Gulf next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Also, this traffic report brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at some local headlines here today, learning that the man accused in the fatal shooting near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern last month is now back in Escambia County. 22-year-old Travoyer Vanderhall was booked just before 4 yesterday. He's accused of fatally shooting 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis during the early morning hours July 20th. Vanderhall was arrested back in Coweta County, Georgia, after he was pulled over for speeding, and the murder warrant showed up when the cop ran his ID. Looking at the tropics, we just heard from Alan. We'll hear from him again specifically about what is happening out in the Atlantic.
There are several areas in the tropical Atlantic basin that we're monitoring, including an area that could move over the Gulf and develop as a low pressure system sometime early next week. The formation chance on that one is medium, or at around 40%. It is expected to move west over the Gulf, something we'll keep you updated on. On the other side of things, over the Pacific Ocean is powerful Hurricane Hillary that may have an impact on California.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that one in just a few minutes here. The other three disturbances that are out in the Atlantic, the one that is furthest east, as you're just picturing in your mind a map of the states and then the Atlantic, the one furthest east, right dead set in the central of the Atlantic, that one now at a 70% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Looks like it's going to kind of just head northwest, not affecting the mainland. Same story here with the middle of the three. This one at a 40% chance. And then there's another one that this one makes me a little nervous right now. It's at a 30% chance. This is the most westward disturbance. It's pointing north-northwest, generally west-northwestward, rather, towards the Lesser Antilles. So if this thing kind of gets some legs over the weekend into early next week, it's kind of along that trajectory that may just kind of go north of Cuba, south of Florida, into the Gulf. Of course, you know, still very early, but I just don't like the trajectory that that one's on. So, you know, being in news and just the fact that, you know, it uproots, not, you know, we understand that, you know, with residents and just, you know, if you're not working in it, maybe you don't have the same level of, I don't know, fear, anxiety, stress when we're in hurricane season, just because it means like we're in here for 48 hours or beyond just doing what we do. But, you know, obviously we'd like to be at home, you know, with
and
our families.
It's always, you know, hurricanes, like you can't really prepare for it.
Yeah.
Know exactly what day it's going to come and stuff. So.
Yeah, it just
hopefully
makes me
the
same.
Though.
You know, when I was in Iowa, and you know, obviously tornadoes. You know, it's just the thing that we're like, okay, we're in tornado season, and every day you just live a little on edge and just hoping that nothing's out there. And right now, there's just a lot of color on the National Hurricane Center map right now over the next 7 days. Other local news today: a new leader at the Escambia Children's Trust, that is Tammy Abrams, who was appointed new interim executive director during an emergency meeting yesterday.
There are a lot of people who really are not happy that the tax is there. There was an extra tax. So we have a lot of people that newspaper, they put it in the comments and stuff on articles about how we need to go away.
She's hoping to continue the trust mission to provide funding for programs to help Escambia County children. This after Tammy Greer submitted her resignation earlier this week, calling the job unbelievably political. Also in the city of Milton, there will be a change at public meetings moving forward, as there's a proposal now to limit the amount of public speaking, public comments in a way that is like what Santa Rosa County commissioners do now.
I just believe the 4 minutes gives everybody ample time. It works at the county. It can work here. Usually you give them discussion time after we've spoken too also. So I think everything's in place as it is. I just think 4 minutes is ample time for someone to get their point across after they've heard from us.
That's Councilman Jeff Snow there. So obviously, with everything that's been going on in the city of Milton over the last month or two, that there have been several instances in where multiple residents have just come up multiple times to talk about the same thing, and council members getting a little tired of that. 420, we'll take a break. We've got our state headlines when we return. It's a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past, They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fall registration at Pensacola State College is still open. Classes start August 21st with over 100 programs to choose from. PSC offers baccalaureate degrees, associate degrees, career and technical certificates, and workforce development and continuing education classes. And 95% of PSC students graduate loan-free. Campus tours are available Monday through Friday from 10 till 2. Register online today at pensacolastate.edu/admissions.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown of our state headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also running smoothly. We have typical afternoon traffic on 98 heading westbound throughout Windhaven Beach. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. For weather, we are looking good locally here this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be high temperatures at 98 and also looking good for Sunday as well. Clear skies tonight and a low of 79, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at state headlines. Florida residents that are looking for work are finding it. While the number of jobless claims increased by 5,000 in July, Total employment also rose by 36%.
Increases in both employment and unemployment signal a healthy labor market that continues to grow and attract new workers. Floridians are confident entering the workforce and finding meaningful employment here.
And the Commerce Department says Florida's unemployment rate did go up to 2.7%. It had been at 2.6% for several months since January.
Also, forecasters are predicting a wet weekend for South Florida as low-pressure system in the Atlantic is making its way towards the Florida Straits.
An upper-level area of low pressure is creating a surface area of low pressure in the northern Caribbean through Cuba and will move through the Florida Straits over the weekend. It's not expected to develop into anything tropical this weekend, but it will be bringing quite a bit of rainfall across South Florida.
Also, once the system moves into the Gulf, the warm water could develop in a fuel development into a named storm named Emily.
And the law that bans some Chinese residents from buying land in Florida can stand. Yesterday, a federal judge threw out the lawsuit attempting to overturn Senate Bill 264. Under the law, they're banned from buying farmland within 10 miles of military bases or critical infrastructure.
Also, Publix says that they're not going to be making any hurricane-themed cakes anymore. So the decision was made after they received several complaints after Hurricane Ian left over 100 people dead last fall. Publix says it's company policy not to produce any bakery goods that make light of any natural disaster.
Florida college freshman has a great snake tale to tell after catching a 16-foot Burmese python this week in the Everglades. 18-year-old Jack Cronin says that catching the snake was a dream come true.
My family and I spent a lot of time in the outdoors and on the water. And every time we'd see someone catch some of these big snakes, we just thought, how cool is that? So we wanted it. Nothing I've ever caught has even compared or been in the same universe as this snake.
Hear that, Gracie? It's cool.
Jack is whack.
Good for him. Good for him. So Cronin wrapped his hands around the snake just 5 hours after the state's Python Challenge ended. So he did miss out on the cash reward, but he says the experience was priceless.
I am happy for him. If that makes him happy.
If it makes him happy, you know, far away from me.
Yeah, I would not find joy in that. Also, Florida's warm temperatures are expected to continue to fall, through fall. So NOAA predicts that the state is going to have at least a 40% chance of above normal season of hotter weather and more rain. No states are expected to have colder than average seasons between September and November. The National Weather Service says that there's a 99% El Nino could stick around through fall.
National headlines today. The 28-year-old accused of killing four University of Idaho students is back in court. Brian Koberger allegedly stabbed four students to death back in November. Today's hearing deals with evidence the prosecution plans to use at his trial.
Also, former President Trump is not going to hold his major news conference next week. He announced on Truth Social today that based on his lawyer's advice, he's going to release his report in legal filings instead. Also, the New York Times says that Trump is not going to be attending the debate next week. Instead, he's doing an online interview with Tucker Carlson instead.
A Georgia teacher now out of a job after reading a book about gender norms to her fifth graders. Katie Rinderly read the book My Shadow is Purple, which violates Georgia's new concept law. A panel of three people said she could should keep her job, but the school board voted to fire her instead.
Also, the White House will send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to help fight the Russians. The planes are going to be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is complete. Ukraine has been asking for F-16s to help fight against Russian air attack. It's not known when the training program will begin.
And finally, a Chicago community group is calling on gang members to stop shooting at each other from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they're living in the middle of a gang war and nothing they're doing is working. So a group called Native Sons is asking the gangs not to shoot during daylight hours. Take the lives of innocent kids out playing. 4:30 now. Fox News Update is next. Our weekly conversation with Tanner Stewart after that.
Fox News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden today hosting his administration's first ever leader summit at Camp David with South Korea's president and Japan's prime minister.
This is a new era in partnership between Japan and the Republic of Korea and the United States. Our new Camp David trilat. That's what we have here.
The three leaders discussing threats to the Indo-Pacific and other regions from China and North Korea. Hurricane Hilary, growing rapidly to a Category 4 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast, could reach Southern California as the first tropical storm there in 84 years. An IRS agent was fatally shot while taking part in an exercise at a Phoenix shooting range.
The property the range is on belongs to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and other law enforcement agencies usually use the property.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, retailer Costco says it's recalling about 350,000 power banks after getting three reports of a fire. Some 350,000 Ubio Labs power banks are being recalled after one caught fire on a commercial flight, which resulted in a minor burn injury to one of the passengers. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that the banks can overheat and ignite, posing a fire hazard. Specifically, the Ubio Labs power banks were sold in either a pack of one or two. They're black in color and have a model number of PWB-1071 printed on the back. And a new Gallup poll says that cigarette smoking is at an all-time low among Americans. 12% of U.S. adults surveyed said that they smoked cigarettes over the past week. That compares to 11% a year ago, but down versus most other years in Gallup's 80-year survey. Back in 1944, some 41% of U.S. adults said they smoked. That number dropped below 20% back in 2015. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day mixed, and that's Your Money Now.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
I'm Andy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. What's the worst that can happen if you drink and drive, drive sober, or get pulled over? Maybe this time the Commanders will actually strike it rich at quarterback. They named Sam Howell the starter with no place to go but up, from dead last in a division with three playoff teams in 2022. They've had 13 different QBs in the last 6 years. Not a recipe for success, so let's see if this works. I'm Andy Lawrence.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is...
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
NAS Wheeling Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, Tanner, Tanner. Tanner, 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 Tanner.
Well, we've spared no expense to get Tanner his own theme song here. We're just responding to what the listeners want. We had a texter say, hey, if we're going to have Tanner on each week, we should get him his own theme song. So that's exactly what we did. High-end production there.
Oh, yeah.
So but right before we get him on and his thoughts on his now weekly bumper music, quick check of the roads and weather.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We're also looking good on 29 and 90 throughout our area. And if you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we're looking great locally this weekend, but it is going to be hot. We're going to have high temperatures tomorrow, high of 98. Coming up tomorrow night, we do have a low of 79 with mostly clear skies. Tonight, we also have clear skies and a low of 79. It is partly cloudy throughout our area, 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 106. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, and now time for Tanner, Tanner, Tanner.
Hey, if you want, we can just have you sing it.
Oh, we should record it, and then...
I like that even better.
We'll sell CDs.
All right. Well, Tanner, you have now heard the introductory music that we will play for you each and every Friday. Your initial reaction to that?
I have to say, Joe, I think like most people's names, that is my least favorite word to hear or say, and I can't even tell you why, but I love the song, so keep it rolling.
Very good, and all credit to a listener, actually, who said, hey, why don't we get some theme song for the bumper music for Tanner segment, and so I was like, yeah, absolutely, and we found this masterpiece, so that is set in stone. From now until Kingdom Come, or whenever we stop doing this, whichever comes first. Hopefully it's the former rather than the latter. So let's start here as, of course, last Friday, a little bit different. We were just a couple of hours removed from the tragic shooting at the Home Depot, and this story continuing with several different facets. Earlier this week, Tanner, you talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about the nature of this investigation, specifically the mom, Sheila, who was arrested just a couple of hours after attending the balloon release for the victim. I thought it was interesting, Channel 3 in the courtroom yesterday for the preliminary the initial court appearance for Sheila, and the defense attorney saying that the texts were misconstrued. What did you make of that?
Yeah, that was a popular conversation this morning in the newsroom when we had brought that up. And their biggest argument was just that these messages, Joe, were taken out of context. And I think it's clear through the text conversation what was said there. They're According to the sheriff, clearly is intent enough to charge Sheila Agee with principal to first-degree murder. And I think that's really where the case stands now. I talked to the state attorney yesterday after that hearing. He didn't have any comment on that specific phrasing of the text being taken out of context, but just said that they're obviously looking at what they can, and there will be a next court date set in September for both suspects, Keith Agee and Sheila Agee.
With the state attorney's office, is there any conversation with Keith about possibly pursuing the death penalty?
I haven't heard that, Joe. As of right now, and I heard this from Judge Bo Dixon yesterday in court, from Sheila Agee specifically, that if convicted, she does face a mandatory life sentence. We don't know exactly the status of Keith Agee or what kind of sentence he could be looking at if he's convicted. But I think that could be on the table. We're just yet to see.
The other big story kind of came out of nowhere was the resignation of Tammy Greer, the executive director of the Escambia Children's Trust. And I thought it was interesting that over the last couple of weeks, we have seen out of Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves a bit more animated when it comes to this particular topic. I would classify him normally in his conversations with the media as measured and calculated. In this instance, though, with the Escambia Children's Trust, as the city's trying to get a children's center to purchase and renovate a building there, and expressing frustration about the process and how it seemed like there was a lot of confusion and things like that. And I know that our media partner, Studio 850, or media friends, I should say, they are essentially saying that it's directly related to the conversations with the city of Pensacola over this. But Escambia Children's Trust moving forward, so what do you make of this whole saga this week?
Yeah, Joe, you know, I can't really speak on the confusion in that whole thing other than we just have little information on the process. Now, the trust is now searching for a permanent executive director. We reached out to Tammy Greer, and she referred us to her statement, which was, I think I can pull it up here. She left for her own reasons. She, I think, cited a political culture she wasn't comfortable with there with the Children's Trust, and they're moving on. And that's really, from our perspective, what we know now. Gave a 60-day notice to be paid through that 60 days, and the trust board voted unanimously to appoint new leadership. So as of right now, I think they have an interim in there and just hoping to find that permanent solution as to why exactly they left. And the mayor's comments, so we're going to have to find that out.
Tanner, we'll get you out here on a couple of lighter subjects. So yesterday we talked, Gracie and I, about this story that a survey done, several countries involved in this, and overwhelmingly it appears that men are the one that say, I love you first. But in both of our cases, Gracie and my wife were the ones that did first. So I'm going to ask you, with you and your wife, who said it first? Anything memorable? Because with my wife, she did it by accident and over voicemail. So anything like that with you and your wife?
Well, this might cause a debate, Joe. I know that Amanda is going to tell me she said it first, but I know for a fact I said it first. So, and I'm not going to do a story on that, but I'm telling you that personally, I know that I said it first. And as far as memorable stories go, I think the memorable part is the two-year-old that we're dealing with every single day, or almost two. I can't tell you how many times I've said I love you to my wife and my daughter first, but we're now teaching her to say it, and it probably got me beat. We'll probably say it more first nowadays. I need to work on that. But that's a great question, because I'm going to put her on the spot tonight before I listen to this, and I'm going to ask her what she says. So great question.
All right. And finally, so I saw this story at Channel 3 late yesterday. So we've got a record-setting swim taking place in the Gulf tomorrow. We're raising funds for an animal shelter in town. It's a 20-mile swim, supposed to take about, I mean, like all day. It's like 5 a.m. to what? I think it's like 6 p.m. from Park East to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So, I mean, more power to the guy. I hope he's successful. There's no way in you know what where I'm getting anything close to that. I would ask you, Tanner, if there is something, some sort of physical accomplishment or feat that you could set a physical record to raise money, what would that be? I think for me, it would be a number of times I could bounce a ping pong paddle up and keep a ping pong ball up in the air. I could maybe do that, but what about you? You got anything?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is maybe a growing a mustache, and that's something I would be willing to try. I don't think you grow a good mustache, Joe. And aside from that, I can't get the big bosses here to approve that for me. So I don't think I'll see that in the future. As far as more physical activity goes, I can't necessarily count my running anymore. I've run a few big races in my lifetime, but not recently. How about walking? I'll challenge anybody to a walk. Faze me much. So if anybody's up for it, it would take obviously a whole lot longer in this talented swimmer. It's going to take tomorrow, but I wouldn't even attempt like that. That's incredible.
Yeah, so I think we've stumbled onto something that we may need to press a little bit further. You with a mustache. I mean, Shugart's got one. So did that like get grandfathered out with him, or what's the story there?
I think so, and I need to get that clarified with him. I'll go see him in a few minutes and ask, because, look, I wanted a mustache for a long time. I was fortunate enough to get a little time off when my daughter was born. I didn't shave my face for a few weeks, and everybody around me just thought it was terrible, Joe. I mean, my brother ragged me about it for a long time, but I'm going to keep on pushing, and one of these days I'm going to come out from the smoke, and I'm going to have nice facial hair, Joe. One of these days. I don't know when it'll be.
I'm thinking next Blue Angel Air Show with you and a pair of aviators in your Blue Angel snapback hat. I think that's the...
We have some time to prep for that. So, I'll see if I can get that in the words.
All right. Well, hey, Tanner, we'll let you go on that. I'm not sure what the story is with the phone there. We had a little bit of interference there towards the end, but we'll try to do better next week on that. I think it may have been on our end. I'm not sure. But, Tanner, thanks so much for the time, as always, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Tanner. So 4:48 here at News Radio. I have one comment on his mustache. We'll get an update on the roads and weather first.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Of course, typical afternoon traffic throughout Windhaven Beach. That is going to be due to just the everyday afternoon traffic. And then we do have a small accident. That, again, westbound right in front of Windhaven Animal Hospital. We do have an accident that's causing some afternoon delays on 98 westbound. See anything else, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are actually going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
It looks like a nice weekend around here with lots of sunshine, likely dry too. I don't think we'll see any rain Saturday, just a 20% chance on Sunday. And those highs are getting back up into the mid-90s. Heat index values will run in the triple digits, maybe up around 105 or so. We're watching the tropics. We might see low pressure move over the Gulf next week. We'll keep you updated. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 95 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So radio news is like a text message compared to the newspaper, where, like, you know, it's long form, or TV, where, you know, there's a bit more time. You know, radio news, at most, you got 2.5-3 minutes. You're trying to fit in, you know, several stories. So there really isn't a whole lot of opportunity. Not that there never is, but a whole lot of opportunity to really dig in to stuff, do like investigative journalism. Mm-hmm. That may change with this mustache policy over at Channel 3, because Shugart's has got one and it's nice, but I want to see Tanner with a mustache, and I want him to be able to do that. So I may use the full resources of the News Radio 1620 news department to do a deep dive in the mustache policy with our partners at Channel 3 and try to get to the bottom of why Tanner is not allowed to have a mustache. It can't simply...
It seems biased to me.
It is. And I wonder if civil and human rights are not being violated by this. So
the thing is, though, not... You know, if Tanner wants a mustache, he should be able to get one. With the people with the lighter hair, mustaches really sneak up on you.
And that may be
the
reason.
So on TV, it's going to look like a little shadow.
That's right.
And that may be it.
Said Tanner, if you had dark hair,
yeah,
you could do it. I don't know. But
that's
discriminatory. That's what that is. 4:51, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got wacky and weird stories coming up. Good news as well. Pensacola right now on a Friday, News Radio 92.3.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by Vincentric. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Friday. I hope you're having a great weekend, ready for the weekend. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some sports updates. here on News Radio 92.3. We're looking good on the roads. We do have an accident on 98 westbound that is causing some slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach right in front of Windhaven Animal Hospital. Look like there may be some other fender benders following as well off of A21 road. So just keep that in mind that we are seeing some slowdowns heavier than usual throughout Windhaven Beach on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're looking good throughout the weekend. Temperatures are still going to be high, though. Coming up tomorrow, high of 98. It's a low of 79 tonight in Pensacola with clear skies. 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 94 in Gulf Breeze with partly cloudy skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, quick baseball scoreboard. The Royals beat the Cubs 4-3 today. The Tigers lead the Guardians 3-1 in the seventh. Later on, the Braves starting a series with the Giants, 6:20 start time. The Rays out west taking on the Angels, 8:38 first pitch. Marlins out west as well, taking on the Dodgers at 9:10. On TV tonight, 6:05 start time, Yankees and the Red Sox. That one on Apple TV+. NFL preseason, Panthers and Giants start at 6 on the NFL Network. Bengals and Falcons at 6:30. And also free agent defensive end Jadeveon Clowney signing a deal with the Baltimore Ravens for 1 year. I don't hate a lot of things. One thing I do hate, though, are the internet verification test thingies.
Yeah, they're hard.
They are, and especially when you think like you got every box checked, you've covered all of the bridge or the motorcycle, you always wonder if you're supposed to click the box above it that has just the little millimeter of the motorcycle.
Always comes at an inconvenient time.
That's right. So yep. Bots are apparently better at solving internet verification tests than humans. The puzzles that require a person to pick certain images before accessing a website are supposedly a method to prove a user is really a human. This is one thing I can get behind when it comes to AI and all that, is give me a little personal AI robot that sits there and for no other purpose than to take care of those bot verifications.
Yeah.
And I will be very happy. Wacky and weird headlines here. One from Fox News, as we're now less than a week away from the first GOP debate. And Fox News getting rid of the doorbell sound that it uses during the debates when a speaker's time is up.
I have the greatest business people in the world lined up to do it. We will make great trade deals.
Now, so that's the sound that is a feature of the debates in past years, but it's being done away with now. The reason is apparently dog owners were sending in complaints to Fox News that it was bothering their pets and thinking that somebody was at the door and sending them into a tizzy. So getting in the way of enjoying their debates. So that's why the doorbell sound is no mas.
Oh, okay. So are we getting a different sound?
That
or
I don't
just,
know.
Gotta
wait
up?
Till Wednesday. Okay. Or maybe just the moderator just like starts shouting. Like, stop talking. So,
oh, gosh. That should be fun. I'm excited.
Like I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Well, one more wacky and weird one. A McDonald's customer in Ohio said that she found 3 pennies inside her chicken McNuggets. Mm. Not inside the container, actually in the nuggets. She called the police, just letting them know that I found some unexpected pennies, a big choking hazard. It's unclear how they got there. Sounds like it came from the processing plant that makes the McNuggets.
It's a lawsuit in the making right there.
Oh, yeah.
4:59. We're going to take a break. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up, and we're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Happy Friday, everybody. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 6.